If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. These are amazing words. Truth to set us free. Explained by Jesus at the end. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And first question is, how are those two related? The truth will set you free. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. That is actually a pretty good catechism question. Because the answer goes back to the same thing. It's what we call means of grace. The truth will set you free. And what truth is that? Well, it is the truth of the Bible, the truth of the words of Jesus, spoken by him, written down on pages, read and heard by us, and those words getting into the heart and the soul, and that truth sets free. But that truth can't free if that truth does not come from the Son of God, who speaks it to us, because his words have power. And that takes us back to Genesis, where God says, "Let there be light," and there was light. His words have power. So, okay, let's go a couple directions with this. Set free. Oh, there's a lot of ideas of what freedom is. A lot of ideas running around the world today, what freedom is. What is freedom? Is it freedom to do anything I want and mom and dad can't tell me not to? That's one idea. Freedom to do, well, let's just put this later in age. Freedom to do anything I want and the government cannot tell me not to? Or bring it into religion. Freedom to do anything I want and the Bible cannot tell me not to. That one's running around our age and our country and our world, isn't it? Or freedom. Freedom to have all that I need so I'm never going to be worried about hunger or thirst and I've got enough money to last all my life and probably extra besides. Is that freedom? Or this one comes out of the 60s. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Is that freedom? And what our Bible tells us is that freedom is only freedom if it is connected to Jesus Christ. That's why the end of the passage, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If you are connected with Jesus Christ, there is freedom. If you are not connected to Jesus Christ, there is no freedom. It is instead slavery. Slavery to sin. Slavery to death. Slavery to the devil. Who enslaves the world with lies and with fear and with other things. In fact, now that we're talking about opposite things like freedom and slavery, let me take you on a little journey of exploration here. Go back to John chapter 8 in German. You'll see why in a moment. Die Wahrheit wird euch frei machen. Let me shorten that for you. Wahrheit frei machen. Evil, when it comes into this world, takes the Word of God, the free gifts and promises of God, and twists and twists and twists them, so that what we receive is the opposite of them. These words from Jesus, translated by Martin Luther, Wahrheit freimachen. Now, those of you who remember World War II, may remember words written above the entrance into a death camp. Instead of Wahrheit, it was Arbeit. Instead of truth, it was work. Arbeit macht frei. See, the same two words to make free, but the twisting going on there. Evil does that. It takes the greatest promises of God and it offers the opposite. Instead of truth, works. And if you follow that path, work makes you free. Let's put it into religion. Good works make you free. Good works earn heaven. What is the end of that? It is death and destruction. The exact opposite. Oh, you can be free, you can be free, you can be free, said the devil. Just take a bite of this wonderful and lovely fruit. And Adam and Eve did. Did they get freedom? They got separated from God. Is that freedom? They cut themselves loose, or so they thought, from His laws. Was that freedom? They cut themselves off from His words. Was that freedom? And the answer, no, no, and no. It was slavery, it was death, it was despair, it was being driven then to try and work their way into salvation. And you follow that path down through human history and you find generation after generation searching for God and trying to do enough good works that will bring them into salvation, eternal life, and heaven. And the end of that is nothing but death. And still the lie persists. Still the chase goes on. Not Wahrheit, truth, but Arbeit set in front of the human race. Do more work. Do better good works. Do works that have better faith connected with them. Just work and work and work until you drop. And maybe then, maybe you will be accepted into eternal life. And the maybe ends up being never, because it is never enough. There is no end to that path except eternal destruction. Meanwhile, Jesus stands there and He offers, "The truth will set you free." What truth is that? What truth is it, the truth that will set you free? Well, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." That's the truth. Or, to a young man, "My son, your sins are forgiven." The truth. A little truth after that, just a few minutes later. "Take up your bed and walk." And what happens? The paralyzed man takes up his bed and walks. Or, "The truth spoken outside of Lazarus' tomb. Lazarus, come forth." And the one who is the truth speaks the truth, and Lazarus must hear the truth, and Lazarus, though he is 4 days dead, must be called out of the tomb and back to life. Or, you tell me who this one was spoken to. "Today you will be with me in paradise." The thief on the cross. It was the truth, and that day he was with Jesus in paradise. And on and on and on, Jesus goes speaking the truth to us. "I am with you always to the end of the age." And he is. Because I live, you will live also. The truth spoken to us. What then do we do with this truth? Do we work our way into deserving this truth? Absolutely not. Instead, it is the truth that the Son of God speaks to us, and having that truth spoken to us, our souls are made alive. We are reconnected with God. The kingdom of heaven is open. Eternity stretches out in front of us as a gift of God to us, that we may live forever with him. And all of this comes to us how? The truth will set you free, but it must be the truth of the Son of God. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Why does it have to be his truth? Very simply, because he carries the truth of God with him in his flesh. And he takes that truth of God, and he brings that truth of God into our world so that shepherds can go and kneel beside the manger, and wise men come from a distant country to worship him. He carries that truth, and he carries it around the Holy Land, that truth in his own flesh, in his hands that reach out and heal the sick, in his words that speak forgiveness. He carries that truth then to the Garden of Gethsemane and kneels down. The truth kneels and prays. And the truth then is arrested and bound and brought to trial. And how is that? The truth will set you free? Did you catch how the Pharisees responded? Oh, we've never been slaves of anyone. Oh, really? You've never been slaves of anyone. What is it then that you speak every year, come around springtime, and you gather together for this special meal, and you talk about God, who, with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm,